Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face. O Jacob, Selah, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. No wonder the psalmist said, O Jacob. Poor old Jacob. He's not in it, was he, really? I mean, these people were talking about Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, but this man is under inspiration of the Spirit, and he sees Jesus. Oh, Jacob. We're not seeking Jacob's face, we're seeking Jesus' face. Jesus, of course, whom the psalmist didn't know. So he spoke in the abstract virtues of him, not knowing him face to face, personally. That's the difference between the Old and the New Testament, or one of the differences between the Old and the New Covenants. And a very great one to remember. Oh, Jacob. He's not going to talk about Jacob, he's going to talk about the King of glory. Amen. You shouldn't have a comma after face. You know, you'll only understand the Bible if you saturate yourself into it for about 30, 40 years. Keep going. It gets better when you're going 10 years and 20 years. It's quite good after a couple of years, but keep going. There should be no comma there. It should be a full stop and a great big one. Oh, Jacob, we're not going to talk about you. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Jesus, the King of glory. Who is he? Well, he's the Lord of hosts, and I'm one of the hosts, you see, and I'm in. Are you in? I'm one of the hosts. Glory be to the name. Well, you see, this is the generation of that seek him and seek thy face. Oh, Jacob, we're not going to talk about you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. I'm not seeking Jacob's face, are you? No. Why do you think David said, oh, let me dwell in thy gates, let me come into the holy place, let me live there? Because he wanted to see the face of the Lord. that was always obscure then. But praise be the name of the Lord. His face shouldn't be obscure to us. The King of Glory has come in. This is the last, of course, of a trilogy of Psalms. 22 is the crucifixion. 23 is the Lord resting. And 24 is he is ascending. You've covered the days between the crucifixion and the ascension of the Lord in these three Psalms. Quite a new way perhaps for you to look at them. I suggest that you do it that way. We're looking at, it's all right, I'm stopping, although I started on the subject, I keep going for 2 hours if I was in a real conference and not just one of these little Sunday morning meetings. The whole glory of it is, beloved, that we're here. Are you in this generation? Do you feel the springing of it in you? Those that are in the great generation, it's all life to them. The springing up of the Spirit within them. They know they're in it. The King of Glory. Amen. And what glory it's been just together this morning, beloved. I hope it has been as much glory for you as for me. In the wonder of the presence of the Lord, and that you were able to be right in this as one of that marvelous host, the Lord, strong, mighty in battle. That's right, isn't it? Fights all your battles for you, doesn't he?
Yes.
Always wins them, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. You come up here, he says, with me and sit down in the glory. I'll take care of everything else. That's the secret. It's the secret. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. We don't want any gates with heads bowed down. Let the King of Glory come right in. Amen. We're finished.